Our gospel this morning comes from the first chapter of the Gospel of John, beginning with the sixth verse. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent the priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. We'll grace you in peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. If you look at the calendar, we are getting close to the shortest day of the year. December 21st, there will be fewer hours and minutes of daylight than any other day of the year. Some places around the church, on that day, a new kind of worship service has popped up. It's called the longest night service or a blue Christmas service. We often engage that service here at Trinity on the Wednesday, the last Wednesday of Advent. We're not able to do that this year because the last Wednesday of Advent, we will have our church school program that night. This, though, if you look at the liturgical year, we talked about it with the kids, is Joy Sunday. A Sunday where we think about what it means to have deep joy. So put those two together, a longest night service, which is a service or a blue Christmas service for those who aren't finding a lot of happiness in the midst of the Christmas season. Now, it's hard not to smile on a day like this when we had kids like this that were here in their cute costumes doing an incredible job with us. But life is not always easy, and life is not always fair. And when that is your experience of life, it might be hard to say that there is much joy as you head into this Christmas season. I've been thinking about this a little bit lately because of the ministry that we've been involved in here at Trinity Lutheran, especially with Pastor Martha and I. In recent weeks, we have been walking with people, just faithful, wonderful members of the congregation whose health has just been in a downward spiral. And it's becoming a reality that their days are shorter than they imagined or want to be able to say is true. We've been walking with other families who we have been planning funeral services with. So in one moment, deep tears come freely, thinking about the one who won't be with them in the coming weeks and months and years. And then the next moment, we're laughing, deep belly laughs, because of the stories of this one that we loved and who they are and what they did. We've been walking with people here, members from our neighborhood who stop by and they're not certain where their meal is going to come from for the day or where they're going to, if they're going to have a safe place to lay their head that night. See, not everyone finds deep joy in the midst of the Christmas season, and maybe you're one of them. And that is all right. Because part of what is being said in this third Sunday of Advent, Joy Sunday, is that joy is not about deep belly laughs and laughter and parties. Joy instead is an understanding that no matter who we are, no matter what is going on, that we are held in the grip of a Savior, Jesus the Christ. That we follow a God who made a choice to enter into this world and not stay distant from it. We follow a Savior who will never abandon us. The reading from the beginning of the Gospel of John refers to Jesus as the light of the world, a light which no darkness can overcome. If you are a person who is walking in a dark place in these days, hear that is good news. And hear the fact that John the Baptist came to point the way, I think not only for the people of his day, but for us as well, to point us to this one who is the light of the world and who will not be overcome. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you might be in a different place this year. You might be in a place where finding joy is difficult. Or you might be in a place where all is good and it's going to be a grand celebration. And there's no need to apologize for that either. But then I would ask you this. I would ask you to be one who would share your ear with someone who is not having a grand time this year. Be one who would sit with them and listen closely and carefully and let them know that they are beloved and they are cared for and that they matter. That their story is something that you will carry with you for their sake. I invite you to lend them your shoulder, a place that they can cry on and they can lean on, for the sake of being carried in this moment. And together, we can all confess that the light of the world has come, and the light of the world is with us, and the light of the world will continue to shine, because no darkness can overcome it. Thanks be to God, and amen. In this moment, our ushers are going to come forward and begin to gather the offering. I invite them to do that way while I tell you a quick story. I want to thank you for your generosity. And it's many of the small things that are so incredibly important around here. You guys can begin to collect the offering, that's fine. We often have people from the neighborhood stop in. You think everybody's got a phone? That's not true. We have neighbors who don't have a landline or they don't have a cell phone. And one of the gifts these days is when you do pay your phone bill, most places have unlimited minutes. And so here we have people from time to time that stop in, sit outside the offices, use that phone line that's there to make the medical appointments they need to do, to call for job possibilities, to do all of these things. And it happens partly because of your generosity. Thank you for all that you do and all the ways we're able to serve the neighborhood.